You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
How do you respond when a prospect asks, how long have you been in this business and how much have you earned? How long have you been in this business is, you know, I mean, obviously that's going to vary on how long you've been in this business, but I'll give you a different way to answer how much have you earned. Okay. So, you have to categorize this in your mind here. But I love the phrase, you know what? I'm just getting started, but I'm learning from people that have made a lot of money. So I'm just getting started, but I'm learning from people that have made a lot of money. Now, there's two aspects to this question right here. The less, and I'm telling you, this will be, you're either going to be, not you, Aruna, but I mean, everyone on here. If you're getting this kind of question often, it's because they sense a lack of confidence. Telling you. And you may even argue with that. And you may say, I don't have much confidence because I haven't made much money. Well, do I teach have posture if you've made money? No. I say have posture. Now, posture is the belief in what you have regardless of external acceptance or approval. So posture, when I just started, when I got serious about network marketing, my posture is I put myself in the shoes of a partner in a $50 million a year law firm. That was my posture. I was broke. I was $1 million in debt. Now, that doesn't mean I told people, yeah, I'm a partner. No, but I had posture. So I rarely got this question. And it's not because they knew how much money I was making. It's because of how I carried myself. And so when I reach out to people that I know, I said, hey, I'm doing this thing. I don't know if you're open to it or not. Happy to share it with you. I'm going to do it with or without you. I'd love to do it with you. Let me know. Either way, totally cool. That's what I said. When I would meet, I remember recruiting a guy at Blue Martini. And I said, I forget what we were talking about. We were chit-chatting back and forth. And I said, hey, man, you seem super cool. I work with a lot of cool people. I would love to follow up with you and see if the project I'm working on would make sense for you. He's like, all right, yeah, cool, yeah. Call him the next day. Hey, I got this video. Does a better job than I could do explaining it. You know, can you watch it? Yeah, great, awesome. And so he signs up. He goes to the event. And I didn't see him like day one. And like day two, he runs up. And he's like, dude, you're like the man here. You're like the... Why didn't you tell me? Dude, they got a card. This is true. They had a cardboard cutout of me because I earned a BMW 7 Series at that event. And he's like, dude, you bought a $100,000 car. They got a cardboard cutout of you. They're like, dude, I mean, you're like the man. Why didn't you tell me this? And I'm like, do you really want to know? And he's like, yes. Why wouldn't you use that? Why wouldn't you tell me that and impress me? I said, the reason I didn't tell you is because you can't tell people that. So if I went to him and I said, yeah, man, I'm number one earner here, babies, earned a car, killing it. Can he say that when he prospects? No. So I didn't say any of that because it's not duplicatable. Came to the event, was wowed, but he never asked me how much I was earning because of posture. So I can give you your answer. Your answer is, hey, you know what? I'm just getting started, or I'm just starting to take it seriously, but I'm learning from some people that have made a lot of money. And hopefully that's true. Doesn't mean you're getting personally mentored, but you have upline that are making money, I'm sure. And so, like, you know, rely on that. How many people outside of network marketing are getting mentored or guided or trained by millionaires? Very few, if any. Very few. So you have a very, very cool advantage. Okay? So there you go. Have posture, whether you've made money or not. Doesn't mean you fake it till you make it. Doesn't mean you lie. Doesn't mean you stress the truth or anything like that. It just means that you understand what you have, and it's the belief in what you have, regardless of external acceptance or approval, and you don't seek their acceptance, approval, or agreement.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.